What's up, Wolverine Nation? Welcome back. It's been a little bit since the last time we've had the chance to talk and sit down and recap what has been an exciting month of hockey as the Anchorage Wolverines now return to the state of Alaska for about a month or so to play against the Kenai River Brown Bears and the Fairbanks Ice Dogs exclusively. Isaac Smolden, Parker Hovilla, with me as always. Parker, what a fantastic month of hockey we are getting to look forward to here today. Any time that you get to play against your two just most hated rivals over and over again, it means that for the fans in the building, they're going to get a show pretty much every night. And with so many of these games happening up here, there's no excuse not to miss it. You know, shouldn't be missing anything at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're in that part of the season where teams start separating themselves a little bit. You're battling to fight for a playoff spot, and every game counts. You know, I think something, we had quite the break off, and then getting going again last weekend, it was great to just see the guys play once again and kind of see how they've grown a little bit, getting that sweep on Kenai last weekend. And I think, especially when they have another long homestand, you see people just start coming out and getting really excited for Wolverine hockey again, which I think, without a doubt, everybody should be. Because right now this team's just starting to really catch stride, so to speak. They're playing a really tough opponent in Fairbanks this upcoming weekend, and I think it's going to be a good test.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit. First, let's take a look at, I mean, it's been a month since we've done one of these. Let's take a look at what's happened since our last recording. Now, that was right before that Thanksgiving game. The Wolverines beat the Brown Bears. Then they are down in the lower 48 for three weekends. And really, they were gone, I think it was 43 days, right? Because there's a Christmas break in there, too. So they start out against the Wendigo, and lo and behold, walk out of that weekend, or skate out of that weekend, whichever, with 4 points, a sweep of the Wendigo in a two-game set. And that Wendigo team is a team that has been in a playoff spot all year long, is above them in the standings. Huge, huge weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, the last two seasons they've battled the Wendigo extremely well. I remember last year it seemed like they always had the Wendigo's number. And this year, kind of continuing on that path, the Wolverines are once again doing pretty well against the Wisconsin Wendigo, and especially on that road trip. You know, you saw the guys putting in a lot of effort and just good team play overall to get that sweep.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, I think the lowest point of that road trip is obviously the weekend against Springfield and Anchorage, close in some of those games, and ultimately come out of the weekend with 0 points. It's a three-game set by the Junior Blues, who they were below Anchorage in the standings at one point. That kind of leapfrogged them past. That Springfield team's starting to really hit their stride. I mean, as much as we talked about the difference between the Wolverines at the start of the season versus now and how much they've developed, how much better they're playing, how much better they look on, you know, pretty much every aspect of their game, the Junior Blues are looking really dangerous lately, and that weekend at home was a big weekend for them.
Yeah, it was huge for the Junior Blues to get that sweep on the Wolverines. A bummer. As a Wolverines fan, to see him go down like that. But, you know, it's the game of hockey, and you never really know who's going to win a game until you go out there and play it. And I think the Junior Blues, they put together a good weekend. The Wolverines probably wanted a few things back, definitely, from those games, just some missed X's and O's, and kind of had to go back to the drawing board and get it going right.
And then a little bit of a break for the holiday weekend, but the Wolverines are then report back to Minneapolis. Some of them, that was a shorter driver flight than others, but you have a weekend against the Chippewa Steel. Chippewa, we know their struggles this season. And once again, you know, Friday night, same story as the last time that these two teams played. It's a loss and a shootout after the Wolverines dominate the majority of the game. And you know, you're just thinking, like, what the heck is it going to take for Anchorage to beat this Chippewa team straight up? And Saturday, there's a guy that gets their first chance in net for the Anchorage Wolverines and Drake Owens, and he gets his first junior win as they beat Chippewa 5-1 on Saturday. And all of a sudden, the narrative around that weekend's changed a little bit because he got 3 out of a possible 4 points and made some ground up in the standings and kind of hit the ground running at, you know, returning from that break.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like we talked about, that Chippewa team, they have definitely faced some serious struggles this year. And it seems like they've just been able to edge the Wolverines out here twice now this season in games that you thought for sure were going to be in the Wolverines' back pocket. Both shootout losses. You know, that's one thing that I find kind of comical. It's just sometimes a team just doesn't have it one night or the other, and the other team does, and it was just a lucky night for the Steel. And kind of capping off that road trip, Drake Owens getting that start and first win, that's something he'll remember for the rest of his life, whether he plays only a year of junior hockey or he goes on to, you know, play until his age out year. It's always something cool to hold in your stat book that in your first start in your junior career, you come away with the win.
Yeah, for sure. The Wolverines return home. We just watched a big weekend against the Kenai River Brown Bears. A Thursday night game, still 3,500 people in the building. That's pretty cool. That's pretty nice. Everyone had to go to work and or school the next day, but yeah. Sully still was pretty loud. And Anchorage gets a 4-3 win at home. Then they play the Brown Bears and Soldotna, get a 5-2 win. They've just been so good against this Brown Bears team, Parker. They're 5-0 against Kenai River this season. And when you play the Brown Bears 12 times in a season as opposed to 6 or 7 for your lower 48 opponents, when you match up well against an in-state team as one of these Alaskan teams, that gives you a huge, huge advantage when you're talking about playoff position at the end of the year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Anchorage has just had Kenai's number. I mean, we saw it firsthand, both of us able to go to both games, which was awesome. Just seeing the differences in the power play setups, and Kenai just wasn't really able to connect those passes, a lot of opportunities down low, and it seemed like the hockey gods just weren't on their side. And Anchorage skating away to 2 victories on the weekend, just by, you know, like what we've seen recently, the Wolverines taking a little bit more control, not taking as many penalties. And how about that power play? 2 power play goals on the weekend.
Power play is looking not too shabby. I mean, that we've talked about the special teams battle, how important that is. And at some points, Anchorage has struggled on special teams. But, you know, they looked so good on the kill against Kenai River and were able to pot a couple power play goals as well. And I think that's
still a penalty kill goal.
Yeah, and another short-handed goal, right? That's an area that I think they're going to keep making strides in too. And that's the scary thing, I think, if you're another team in this division, is I think they have a lot more to give on the power play, but they're still winning the special teams battle, you know, a lot of nights as of late. So we get to talk about all of this in a little more depth with someone we haven't had on the pod in a couple of months. Head coach Mike Akins is back. Let's chat with him about the road trip, being back in state, and kind of what we have up ahead. Well, we are very fortunate to have head coach of the Anchorage Wolverines, Mr. Mike Akins, back on the show. Coach, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a while since we've had the chance to talk with you, and, you know, at least on the podcast, we get to talk with you all the time on the broadcast and on the road. But since the last time we were on an episode, things have changed so much. And since our last podcast recording, you guys have left, come back, played a weekend up here in state. So just, I guess, kind of that last road trip, maybe let's start there. Walk me through that process. It's a very unique experience because you're down there, you're breaking for Christmas break, guys are going back to the state to be with their families, then they're coming back or they're going all over the country, reporting back to Minnesota. It's always a little bit chaotic, and I imagine as a coaching staff, it can be tough to wrangle a bunch of young guys and keep everyone focused for the entirety of that trip.
And it did feel long. I know when I was here 4 years ago, we went for a week before Christmas, then we shipped the guys home for a week and then played another week, and you know, it didn't feel long at all. This one, we were 2 weeks before Christmas, sent them home for a week and then another week on the road. So we were gone for a month, and it was long. It started out great. I thought we played really well against the Wendigo. I think they're struggling a little bit at the time, and we were able to take advantage of that. And then against Springfield, I think we just weren't as sharp as we needed to be. We took some penalties that cost us, and I do think they are very good. I think they're one of the best teams in our division. I don't think their record, you know, is any different than where they are in the standings. You know, it's reflective. So I think they do a good job. They're coached well. They play hard. And I think for, you know, a team to beat them, you're going to have to be at your best and play well and execute. And we just didn't do that. And then, you know, we go home for Christmas. It was nice to have the guys get away and enjoy Christmas and then fly back into Minnesota. We met as a team and then got 3 out of 4 points against Chippewa. And I thought we actually played pretty well. You know, I think we would have liked to add some goals back in the first game that we played down there. You know, Kai, I don't think was quite as sharp as what he normally is, and that's not to throw him under the bus. He's been really good for us all year, but, you know, we outshot him badly. We outchanced him badly. That's a game that we got to find a way to win, but at least we got a point and, we battled and, you know, got 3 out of 4. So the road trip ends up being okay for us. Unfortunately, those three games in Springfield, you would have liked to won one or two of those.
Yeah, Coach, I'll kind of piggyback off of Isaac's question there. You know, and just even though it's freezing outside, the temperatures are starting to come back up. How great does it feel to know you'll be in the state of Alaska for the next little while here playing some series at home and on the road, but still inside the state?
Yeah, it was, you know, we played home and home last week, and I know the guys were excited to get on the ice at Sullivan Arena and in front of our home crowd. And you know, that's always nice to have be back in your billets and home cooking, and our local kids are sleeping in their own beds at home and spending time with family. So it's nice to be back up here. I know I was certainly missing it myself.
And then it dropped down to negative whatever and dumped 3 feet of snow. And you were like, oh, man.
It's Alaska. You know, I mean, I think we're pretty fortunate up here. I tell people down there all the time in Minnesota and that there's a lot of days that's warmer up here. You know, I think you grow up in like the Midwest and all you think of is Alaska is like the frozen tundra and the freezing cold. And, you know, maybe what it's like in Fairbanks to be 40, 50, 60 below at times. and, you know, we're pretty fortunate down here. And yeah, we get a lot of snow, but it's beautiful with the mountains. And you go look outside right now with the snow and the trees, and the mountains are beautiful. And the cold is not going to last. We know that.
As someone that spent time in Montana after growing up here, that coastal climate, you really take it for granted until you go down to an area that's a little more landlocked. This part of the season is always really interesting to me because you guys play so many games. It's 59 regular season games. The season goes until April, and that's when the postseason begins. And we're more than halfway through, but it's after the holidays. It's not quite, you know, the final push. Like there's plenty of hockey left to go. But on the other hand, like you look at the standings and the tiers are kind of starting to separate out, and there's going to be opportunities for you guys through the next stretches, especially with playing so many games against, you know, the teams up here, playing so many games at home. What, as a coaching staff, how do you approach that? Again, kind of going back to the fact that we know that junior hockey is a development process, and you're trying to help raise young boys into young men. Like there's a lot of challenges, I think, that come with these dog days of the season here and kind of game 30 to game 45 or so.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way to us. I think after being on the road so long, guys are excited. They're energized to be back here. They're looking forward to playing in Alaska. I think our practices have been spirited. We went really hard yesterday and really battled and competed, and we got some some tempers flaring at times, and so it was good. It was good, and had a great meeting with our leadership group after practice, which is made up of, it consists of our leaders and our captains, but then there's also another select group of guys, and we had a great meeting, and they're excited. They like the way practices are going. They're feeling good about their teammates. They like the new addition, and bringing Harut in is stepped right in and become part of the group quickly. And I think they're excited. I think it's legitimate. And we play Fairbanks 6 of the next 8 games, so it's going to be tough. We know we're playing a good hockey team that plays hard, and I think the guys are looking forward to the challenge right now.
Yeah, Coach. Playing against in-state teams, not only fighting for points inside the standings, but also the Club 49 Cup points. How crucial is it to get as many of those points as possible against the in-state rivals when the games are, maybe there's a little bit more passion involved with them?
Yeah, I mean, for us, I think every game's important. It doesn't matter who it's against. But, when you're playing Kenai or Fairbanks, I think, the rivalry's there, and it's good competition, and guys will be excited for that. So, I think for us, as the year's gone on, it's something we've talked about for sure, is how important every point is as you go along. And you look at the way we started, and we've now battled back and the middle of the pack. I think we're in fifth place right now, top four make the playoffs, and we can't let that separation from 4 to 5 continue to grow. We've got to continue to close that gap, and I think it's going to take a lot of what we've been doing for the last couple months, where we've gone 7-3, 6-3-1. It's going to have to continue to be those type of stretches, and that's not easy, and especially with the teams that we're going to be playing. But that's our goal, is to keep producing points and find ways to win hockey games and keep getting better. We've really tried to focus on our discipline of staying out of the penalty box, and we've done that the last couple games and done a good job with that. And then, the defensive side of the game. I know we're going to score goals. We're gonna make plays, and we've got talented players. It's about getting to buy in defensively, and defense wins championships when it's all said and done. We have to limit other teams' grade A scoring chances. And if we can do that, we're going to continue to win a lot of games. So I've seen us make good strides in there. I think the positive is that I still don't think we're where we need to be yet and where we're going to get to. So I choose to look at that as a positive, that we're not maxed out and where we're at, our potential, that we're still going to get better. And so I think that's important.
Well, Coach, some fun games that we got to watch on your guys' return this past weekend. Always good to see you guys match up against Fairbanks. I know that when you have those stretches, like you said, 6 out of 8, and you're seeing the same teams over and over again, there is just a hatred that forms between guys on both sides of the ice, and it makes for some really entertaining hockey. So as important as these games are and as crucial as they are, it's also a lot of fun for us to be able to watch, for the fans to be able to watch. We're really looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend at the Sully against the Ice Dogs.
Yeah, I think people are going to be in for some good hockey this weekend. It's going to be two teams that play extremely hard and are playing well right now. And so I think any team could win. It's going to be who performs and who shows up for 60 minutes during the game and puts in the work and the effort. And, the hockey gods got to be on your side as well.
Well, hopefully they're on your side here this weekend. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I'm sure we'll talk to you after both games here on Friday and Saturday.
All right. Thanks, boys.
All right, thank you so much, Aches. The day that we're recording this, we were on Bob Rock in the morning, KWL 106.5, Wolverines Wednesday. And, it's only fair of us for if Aches is going to share, his time and his spotlight with us and allow us to goof around with Bob all day in the studio, that we get to have him on for a chat here in this episode. So just trying to return the favor and always appreciate getting to go on with the great Bob Lester in the morning, even if I do have to drive an hour and 15 minutes one way through a blizzard to get there.
Yeah, and the fact people weren't utilizing the zipper in traffic. For those
Zipper
who were
merge.
listening to KOL, Isaac had quite the epiphany this morning. We were able to cool him down, though. Yeah,
It's you just
got to
gotta
relax.
just left lane, right lane, and you just keep doing that. It's really simple.
Keep going.
You don't get into those
Yeah.
standstills. But, you know,
Yeah.
we go back and listen to that. I'm sure it's on K Whale's website somewhere. Anyway, let's take a look at where we're at standings wise. Most teams have played around 33 to 35 games. Anchorage has a couple in hand right now against several teams. Minnesota Wilderness in first with 50 points. The Ice Dogs right behind them with 46. And I'd say that that is the kind of top tier. There's really three layers in the standings right now. You got the Wendigo with 43. They were struggling for a little bit there. Now all of a sudden they're 7-3-0 in their last 10. They've turned it around the last couple of weeks. The Junior Blues have 41, so they're nipping on Wisconsin's heels, getting ready to pass, although they're 5-3-2 in their last 10. Wolverines 6-3-1. You heard Aches talk about, you know, if you just keep that in your 10-game stretches, like that's a playoff team. That's a great formula. But we know about that slow start. Anchorage has still got to make up a little bit of ground. They're 5 points behind the Junior Blues, but two games in hand. So you make up those two games with two wins, all of a sudden, you're right there. The next team below them, significantly further back, Janesville is 7 points behind the Wolverines, and right now they sit 12 points out of a playoff spot. Not quite out of it yet. There's plenty of time left in this season, but they're 2-8-0 in their last 10. In fact, all three teams at the bottom of the division have lost 8 out of their last 10 games. The Jets in sixth place, the Brown Bears behind them, and the Steel bringing up the rear. And the window's quickly shutting on those teams. It's not so much the difference. I mean, you know, in 5 years, I've seen teams in this division make up that ground multiple times here at the end of the season. It's the fact that when you look at the 10-game stretch, your last 10, it's such an easy metric to kind of base a lot of assumptions around. And it's so important when you look at those streaks, when you break things down. And I think a lot of coaches really like to do this, is you break down the season into those chunks. When you're consistently sitting at like 2-8-0, 3-7-0 in a 10-game chunk, it's really, really hard to make the playoffs. And Anchorage was one of those teams early on in the season. They had one of those, I think it was 2-7-1 stretches really early on. And you can see they've been so good the last couple of months. They've won a ton of hockey games, and they're still trying to have a little bit of space to kind of make up before they're in a playoff position, and a lot more work to do because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. They had that slow start to the season, and like we talked about, you definitely can't make the playoffs at the beginning of the year, but you can play yourself out of the playoffs at the beginning of the year. And I think they've done a fantastic job of getting back in the race. Like you mentioned, 5 points behind Springfield, and that, you know, a couple pucks need to go the Wolverines' way, get two wins. Springfield needs to drop two games and then get an extra point somewhere along the way, either if Springfield goes to overtime and loses, or just gets a straight up loss and the Wolverines are able to go on a little bit of a run here.
Yeah.
There's still so much time left in the season. You definitely are paying attention to the playoff race, because it always matters. But I think what they need to focus on this upcoming weekend is getting those 2 points, or sorry, 4 points against Fairbanks at minimum, split the weekend to try to, you know, get some more points in the standings and in the Club 49 Cup. Right now, Fairbanks has a 1 point lead in the Club 49 Cup.
Yeah, you look at the games coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the Wolverines playing the Ice Dogs at home. Last time the Ice Dogs were at the Sullivan, it was a little bit of a bloodbath, and the Wolverines had a decent weekend against them in Fairbanks, but this is a chance for a little bit of bounce back and a little bit of a return to form in front of the home faithful. I'm sure it's going to be packed. It is always packed when Anchorage and the Ice Dogs face off against each other. And these are important games. You have the Ice Dogs at the Sullivan, and the week after that, you go to Soldotna, and you're staying the night this time. You've got Friday-Saturday game against the Brown Bears at 7:30 p.m., and you know, again, you kind of break it down into stretches, right? And you have, you look at the next 2 weeks, it's like, let's just try to get 6 out of 8. Let's get 6 out of 8, right? And you can do that going 2-2 if you lose both games in overtime or the shootout. Like, you're not complaining about where you get those points from. It doesn't always have to be pretty. You're starting with a really tough weekend against the Ice Dogs. And so I think the mission this week is find a way to win one. Everything else is gravy. And show that you're capable of hanging with a team that has just had a really solid season so far in Fairbanks. I mean, they have done, you look at them a couple of years ago and how they had fallen off, really. I mean, that year two, year three that the Wolverines existed, it was tough sledding for the Ice Dogs. And it was something that Ice Dogs fans haven't had to deal with all too often, which is having their team not make the playoffs. And you really see the change that occurs last year and how it's carried over because of the culture that those vets, I think, have instilled with the, you know, the newcomers and the rookies to that Fairbanks team. And that's all it takes. I mean, junior hockey has so much turnover, but you build that bedrock and that locker room culture in one season, and it absolutely can carry over if you have the right leadership crew and you have the right culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And touching on Fairbanks, the reason I like junior hockey so much is because you go through these ups and downs relatively quick. I mean, you have a very short window of winning, and everything kind of has to align. Your veteran leadership, kind of the guys who are coming in, what you got on the docket for the next season. You're always thinking forward about what the next move is. And that's what's so interesting and keeps the Knoll especially so competitive, is you're not getting the same team winning year after year. It is so hard to win in this league. And I think part of it is just because of how well all these teams draft, develop, and sign guys. And then, you know, there's guys playing on the Wolverines this year. Feels like it was their first game, you know, like Duke Gensler. He's aging out. And I remember his first game coming to town, and I can't believe his time with the team's almost coming to a close. Same thing with Cole Fronner. So you just have to cherish what you have while you got it, and then work through those rebuilds because you know they're going to be relatively quick.
Well, we will see you hopefully in person at the Sullivan Arena, 7:30 Alaska time this Friday and Saturday. But of course, you can always watch with us live and on demand on NATV. It's a fun time. We had a fun time this weekend. It was pretty entertaining. Trailer Mike at 49thmedia.com. Whenever there's an issue with the broadcast that you need to let him know about, send him an email, Mike at 49thmedia.com. Yeah. Hey. We just really want to plug that.
Go ahead and say it one more time for the folks in the back. You know, Mike maybe didn't have their volume up.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, that's M-I-K-E at 49thmedia.com. Any questions you have about production, assistance, any time that there's something you want tweaked on the broadcast, that's definitely the email to send it to. You got anything else for us this week, Parker?
No, just Mike at 49thmedia.com. That was really kind of all I wanted to get out there. In addition, just excited to be back at the Sullivan Arena. I think the energy is fantastic inside that building. I know while we were both away from the team, while they traveled, we definitely missed it in our own lives. And what better way to spend a Friday and Saturday night?
No better way. No better way. It's good to be back. We will see all of you this weekend. That is going to do it for this episode of Wolverine Nation. This podcast is recorded, produced, edited at the My House Youth Drop-In Center Recording Studio in Wasilla, Alaska. For Parker Hovilla, I've been Isaac Smolden.